This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to the Top 30 Podcast. I'm Kristen Smith. Here are your top 30 stories in 30 minutes. Rents in some of America's most expensive cities are getting more affordable, but not for everyone. The real estate site Zillow says rents are falling for the rich, but going up for many poor citizens. Since last summer, high-end rentals have gotten cheaper in places like San Francisco, Seattle, and Philadelphia. Rentals at the bottom of the market in those cities have gone up. Many cities have tried to ease rental prices by allowing construction of more luxury units. The president of the National Low-Income Housing Coalition says some decision-makers believed this would filter down to the lowest-income people, but it clearly will not meet their needs. In Portland, about 95% of construction in the last 4 years has been in the luxury market. But rent for poor residents there has gone up about 40%, from about $1,100 in 2011 to $1,600. About 20 million American renters are classified as cost burden because they spend more than a third of their income on housing. The Insurance Institute for Highway Safety issued a warning after testing 5 driver assist systems on Tesla, Mercedes, BMW, and Volvo models. Overall, the worst offender was Tesla. The Model S and Model 3 were the only 2 cars that failed to stop in time during a test using the automatic braking system with the adaptive cruise control turned off. And a small town in Arkansas is being rocked by a hepatitis A outbreak. An employee at a Little Caesars in Paragould tested positive, and health officials advise anyone that ate there between July 19th and August 2nd be tested. Since February, 60 cases of hepatitis A have been reported in northeast Arkansas, and 80% of those are residents of Greene County. And $73 million worth of fake Air Jordans were just confiscated in New Jersey. Authorities say the sneakers were made in China, shipped to New York, and then sold nationwide. More than 380,000 pairs of the fake Nikes were discovered, and 5 people have been charged. And finally, customers at a steakhouse in Tennessee were shocked when a bear cub climbed up from the creek to the patio and helped himself to some pizza. Of course, the customers left their table when they saw him coming, but waitress Carolyn Ball managed to snap a few photos. Now let's go to the New York Stock Exchange for our Fox Business Minute with Nicole Petalides. Nicole, Amazon is offering a new perk.
That's right, Kristen. Amazon is starting a new curbside pickup service at some of its Whole Foods locations. Pickup in an hour will be free with a $35 minimum purchase, while pickup in 30 minutes will cost $5. Rivals Target and Walmart offer similar services. Goldman Sachs is going from Wall Street to Salt Lake City. The investment bank is reportedly going to move dozens of jobs from the Big Apple to Utah to cut costs. The move is part of an ongoing trend among banks and firms relocating from pricey locations such as New York City and London to less expensive cities. Good news for Disney. Attendance and spending are up again at its theme parks, and strong box office performance drove studio revenue that grew 20%.
What about Disney's streaming service?
Well, you can expect new original shows based on Disney properties like Monsters, Inc. The service is expected to come out late next year, with the price yet to be released.
Okay, good to know. Thanks, Nicole. Also joining us, Danielle Knox from Fox 35 Orlando. She has what you need to know today. So, Danielle, I hear Google has a device that could help kids with autism.
Yeah, Kristen, remember Google Glasses, those smart glasses the web giant came out with that really never seemed to get much traction? Well, now they're being used in a study that researchers hope could be a huge help for kids with autism who have trouble with social skills and making eye contact. The glasses are paired with a smartphone app and would use color-coded bars to help identify what emotions that children are feeling and help them better deal with those emotions. Researchers at San Francisco State University say slouching triggers negative thoughts and a lack of confidence. Research shows sitting upright helps students feel more positive thoughts. They studied students taking a math test. 56% of students said that they found the test easier when they were sitting up straight. And Snapchat is apparently causing more people to go under the knife. Doctors saying all the filters are altering people's perspective on beauty. More people are requesting fuller lips and bigger eyes and thinner noses, all to mirror how they appear in Snapchat filters. Doctors are calling it Snapchat dysmorphia. And that's what you need to know. And Krista, they say this is really a problem because those filtered selfies often present an unrealistic and unattainable look and blurs what's really real, right? Back to you.
Well, sadly, I think that's the point. But I say, love the skin you're in. Thanks, Danielle. Time now for this week's Page Six Fix. If you're looking, you may have some trouble finding 50 Cent in the club. Elizabeth Wagmeister has the details. Hi, Liz.
Well, Kristen, it appears 50 Cent may not have paid his light bill. Well, not exactly. The star of Power actually lost power while celebrating his new champagne brand at a club in West Hollywood. In fact, the entire neighborhood for a 20-block radius lost power for a few hours, so 50 kept the party going via candlelight. In other news, it appears that Patrick Stewart is returning to his iconic role as Captain Jean-Luc Picard in a brand new Star Trek series. And while we're throwing it back, here's the story of a man named Lance Bass, who is very busy trying to buy the Brady Bunch house. Yes, you heard that right. After a night of celebrating the purchase, the former NSYNCer had to say bye, bye, bye to the Brady Bunch house after a broker got an offer from another corporate buyer who wanted to buy the property at any cost. And that's this week's Page Six Fix. See you next time.
Thanks, Liz. That's too bad for Lance, but I can't wait to see what HGTV does with the house. For the latest news and gossip, watch Page Six TV. Check your local listings. If you're feeling tired, your internet connection may be to blame. A study in the Journal of Economic Behavior and Organization compared broadband speeds and sleep surveys across Germany. They found people with access to high-speed internet slept an average of 25 minutes less per night than those without. As a result, people aren't getting their recommended 7 to 9 hours, and what sleep they do get is less satisfying. According to the study's author, digital temptations may lead to a delay in bedtime, an issue for those who can't make up lost sleep by sleeping in the next morning. Those temptations varied for different groups. People younger than 30 were likely distracted by video games and TV. Older adults used higher speeds to surf the web on their PCs or smartphones. Remember, just because you have fast internet doesn't mean you have to use it. Kids are slowly heading back to school, and Parents Magazine editor-in-chief Liz Vaccarello is here with us today to share some of her top reader's hacks to get kids back into the groove of learning.
Thanks, Kristen. It's back to school season, and the September issue of Parents Magazine wanted to understand what are some of the sneaky ways to get kids to learn. One mom told us that she exposes her children to senior citizens. She took her child to speak with a veteran, and he was rapt with attention and also developed a sort of an interest in history.
Okay, that's such a great tip. Do you have any suggestions for parents when it comes to homework?
The homework monster. Seems that kids are getting more and more homework at earlier and earlier ages. The key is to break up big assignments into smaller chunks. So if you have, say, a one-page essay due, do one paragraph a night. This is much easier for a child's brain.
That is such great advice. Thank you, Liz. And for more information, go to parents.com. According to the World Health Organization, 9 out of 10 people live in places where the air quality exceeds guideline limits. Thanks to free-floating particles, our skin is being attacked, and we don't even realize it. We have skin experts Leslie Kritzer and Madison DeClercq from Skin Worship in Beverly Hills with us today to talk about how we can keep our skin looking great and fresh. Ladies, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
You know, my battle is there are so many products out there. What's the best way to clean our skin?
Our favorite tip that we tell all of our clients is to get a great creamy cleanser. You don't want to use a gel cleanser or a foamy cleanser, and add baking soda to create a really nice light scrub. It's a great natural brightener and light exfoliator for all skin types.
We make a really great creamy cleanser. It's our cleansing ritual by Skin Worship, and it's the exact consistency that you need to make the perfect paste with the baking soda.
I love that tip. When it comes to blemishes, because whether it's air quality or not, we all get blemishes, you know? And you always want to put, I used to put toothpaste on my pimples.
Yeah.
What do you think is best for spot treatment?
I mean, toothpaste isn't a bad one.
Okay, but you have something better.
Yes. So what you do is you get some aspirin, and it needs to be aspirin. And you put it into a coffee grinder, and you just grind it down to a very fine powder.
Okay.
And then you have to mix it with like a gel. So aloe vera gel, if you can get your hands on a little colloidal silver, because that's antibacterial,
okay,
that's amazing as well. And you can use it as a spot treatment or as a mask, and it reduces the redness and the inflammation so quickly. You'd be surprised. It's really, really great.
Of course, check with your doctor to make sure you're not allergic to aspirin or anything, but great tips. Thank you, ladies, for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks so much.
All right, here's a fun fact for you. Nearly 70% of criminals will leave a crime scene completely empty-handed if they hear an alarm, which is why we've got today's top 30 steal, a two-pack of Basu e-alarms at a special 40% discount. The world's smallest emergency alarm can be used to deter criminals, scare away animals, or as a rescue signal. It weighs less than 1 ounce and can be attached to your keys, bag, or clothes. You just pull the black pin to activate the alarm and reinsert the pin to make it stop. This can be done time and time again. Replaceable batteries are included and can last up to 5 years. The two-pack of Basu e-alarms retails for $40, but today you can buy them for just $24. That's a 40% discount. And you can get this right now at morningsave.com while they last. In today's hometown stories from Fox 2 Detroit, the men's soccer team at Lawrence Tech University just announced a very special new student athlete at their latest signing event. 6-year-old Aiden Smith has epilepsy and is one of the team's biggest fans. And now, thanks to the nonprofit Team Impact, he was just named an honorary member of the team. Team Impact has been connecting children facing serious or chronic illnesses with college sports teams for nearly 10 years, with the hopes that they can create connections that will form lifelong bonds. In our next story from Fox 7 Austin, for the Quiros family, owning a home always seemed like an unreachable goal. But now, thanks to Habitat for Humanity in Austin, their dream has finally come true. For the past 30 years, Habitat for Humanity in Austin has built close to 440 affordable and energy-efficient homes for those in need. And with their close to 8,000 volunteers, they've shown with just a little bit of teamwork, there's no limit to what you can do. And in our final story from Fox 13 Tampa Bay, when a child goes into foster care, they have very few belongings to call their own. And many times they have just the clothes on their back. And when Diane and Lloyd Weed adopted their youngest daughter out of the foster care system, they quickly realized this growing issue and created the Twig Store, a place for children to choose their own clothing in a classy boutique setting, all free of charge. Maybe the best thing about this is it's a chance to make them feel just like any other kid. We all love to see teams go after each other on the sports field, but that's not the only place we see folks competing these days. Paige Failing from Fox 46 Charlotte is here now with more. Hi, Paige.
That's right, Kristen. Our Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department came strong, showing they can't stop the feelings or the dance moves for their lip sync battle. And that's why the Mecklenburg County Sheriff's Office took their time to answer. And when they did, it was like lightning, greased lightning. Sheriff Irwin Carmichael and crew, they go together, hand-jiving all around town for the 3-day summer lovin' shoot, showing us some other viral videos. May be the trend, Kristen, but grease is the word.
You know, I love how committed they were to those dance moves. Thanks, Paige. The Bermuda Triangle is a thing of urban legend. In the past century, some 1,000 lives and countless ships have been lost in the mysterious waters between Bermuda, Miami, and Puerto Rico. Now we may know why. Despite these more outrageous theories, University of Southampton scientists claim it may actually be a natural phenomenon, rogue waves. These freak waves form when storms from many directions collide. 3 30-foot waves can converge into walls of water 100 feet high. Using indoor models and simulations, the team found rogue waves could flip certain flat-bottom ships and easily snap others in half. While mysteries persist, many don't believe the Devil's Triangle is any more dangerous than the rest of the ocean. The National Ocean Service saying, when poor navigation and weather meet, all water can be deadly. Still doesn't account for the missing airplanes, though. All right, let's move on to a heartwarming story here. 96-year-old Katherine Robinson often scores upwards of 200 at her local Florida bowling alley. And as if her age wasn't impressive enough, Katherine's also legally blind. Completely blind in one eye and mostly blind in the other, Katherine's been bowling for about 60 years.
Hey, I hope you got that one.
Katherine plays every Tuesday morning in a senior league, and her husband, Lee, is her second set of eyes. If she doesn't bowl a strike, he lets her know which pins are left standing. Although bowling keeps her feeling young and active, she's also got a large family to keep her busy. Catherine has 2 sons, 3 grandchildren, 5 great-grandchildren, 1 great-great-grandchild, and another on the way. Robinson turns 97 on Friday, so happy early birthday. The U.S. military has new rules for devices that track a user's location. In a new memo issued by the Pentagon, deployed troops and Department of Defense workers are prohibited from using location tracking features on electronics. That includes cell phones, smartwatches, and fitness trackers, as well as anything else with GPS capability. The Department of Defense says these features could expose the location of U.S. personnel in combat zones. Deputy Defense Secretary Patrick M. Shanahan says in the memo, "These geolocation capabilities potentially create unintended security consequences and increased risk to the joint force and mission." The policy comes several months after a heat map showing users of the fitness app Strava revealed the location of U.S. military bases. The map showed bright spots of fitness tracker activity in places like Syria and Somalia. The devices themselves aren't banned. The personnel who own them have to make sure GPS features are turned off. The Pentagon says punishment for violating the rules will be determined on a case-by-case basis. A popular singer is jumping into a new role, daytime talk show host. And Jason Matheson, host of The Jason Show on Fox 9 in Minneapolis, is here to talk about it. Hi, Jason.
Hey, Kristen. Well, we know how incredibly talented Kelly Clarkson is. Hello, she's the first American Idol. So we know she can sing, but can she hold the microphone? You know what I mean, not like singing. Can she hold the microphone with the studio audience? Because listen to this. Kelly Clarkson is in line to get her own daytime talk show in 2019. Now, Harry Connick Jr. is wrapping up his talk show that was owned by NBC Universal. Well, the Peacock is now moving that team, basically, we think, we hope, over to Kelly Clarkson's new talk show. No word on a format, what it's going to be like. Will it be more of a variety show? All we know is Kelly is going to try to step into the arena of Ellen, Oprah, and hopefully not Jerry Springer. Kristen?
I love Kelly Clarkson, and I have no doubt she will be amazing. Thanks, Jason. Well, it's the world's longest aircraft, but that's just one of the unique things about the Airlander 10. It's 302 feet long, which is 60 feet longer than any other aircraft. From the outside, the shape may look a little weird because it's not really an airplane. The creator calls it a hybrid air vehicle. New renderings of the inside show a unique design that features a glass floor, allowing passengers to take in the view from above. Combine that with floor-to-ceiling windows, and you have almost 360 degrees of visibility while in the air. The aircraft has plush sofas and a bar in the common area and bedrooms with bathrooms if you need a little privacy. It's designed to accommodate 19 passengers on luxury excursions and is set to take flight in 2020. And no surprise here, but being petty isn't great for relationships. A study in the Journal of Experimental Psychology found intentionally focusing on minor details made people appear unlikable. Take pettiness in regards to money. People were asked to choose who they'd rather befriend, someone whose Venmo history showed they paid others back in round numbers, or someone who paid precise amounts. A majority of those surveyed avoided penny pinchers, choosing the less stingy instead. The results weren't so different when it came to dating, where even generous pettiness was frowned upon. Singles were given 3 fake profiles to choose from. Each potential mate had answered how long they'd help a friend move. While the third option was most generous, more chose the middle option, as being too precise was seen as self-serving. The lesson here, don't sweat the small stuff. A new cafe opened up this year in Montreal with a very specific purpose, to empower and employ people with disabilities. Owner Burton Savard has a 24-year-old son with Down syndrome, hence the name of the cafe, Au Croissant 21. People typically have 23 chromosomal pairs, but people with Down syndrome have an extra copy of chromosome 21. Savard was inspired by his son. He said, "It's difficult to integrate people with disabilities in the jobs market. I want to prioritize hiring people with disabilities. I want to give them a real experience of work to be a full-fledged citizen." Savard's son serves customers from behind the counter and keeps the cafe clean, along with a 14-year-old girl with cerebral palsy that brings her service dog while she tends the cash register. For now, they're a small operation, but Savard hopes to hire more people with disabilities as the business grows, and I have no doubt he'll be successful. And that's it for today's show. Here's what's coming up on the next Top 30. Calorie counts on menus were supposed to help diners eat healthy, but that's not always what happens. Plus, how security issues put the medical records of over 90 million patients at risk. And fans of a famous fall drink at Starbucks have an urgent question. When is the pumpkin spice latte coming back?
Thanks for listening to the Top 30 Podcast. Tune in every weekday for a new episode. And please make sure to rate and subscribe on iTunes so you'll never miss a story. You can find out more about the show by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Top 30 TV. Until next time, Top 30ers, stay safe and have a great day.